Greetings and welcome to the weekly podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University, Catholic Cardinal Reflections. This is a regular podcast of the Sunday homilies, theological reflections, and occasional talks of the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Nathan Castle, OP, the director, pastor of the Catholic community. It is the third Sunday of Easter. The readings are from Cycle B.
All the time, and it made peace be with you. He said it with an intonation of a reverence or a power. Maybe it was just that they needed to be at peace so much because their spirits were so royal and raw. And he would say, "Peace be with you," and then he did. He'd say the second time, "Peace be with you." Something like, I'm angry. I'm so angry. actually change? Is it just part of you just cringe? What's the matter with you? What's the matter with you? But it is what you are. That's just the way I am. Sorry. Yeah. That's just the way I am. Except that the way I am today is really a lot of decisions, a lot of experiences, a lot of things that have changed me over now 56 years to produce this version of me. And I can be completely ahistorical if I want to, but I cannot change. I'm going to keep changing. Whether I have to be dragged into my future or whether I am not willing to into it, or maybe even fly into it, which I think is where Jesus is taking us. They're in this room, so they've created the environment that they're in, and they might not want to change. And that might be true of you. You might have put a lot of work into creating the environment that pretty much describes your current life. If I come along and ask you to change, well, then I just might be this kind of picnic. You might not want to hear much more about that. If Jesus comes along and invites you to change, however, would it make a difference? It will if you know that He loves you. Because all that, a lot of the changes that have made in your life so far weren't really your own idea. If they were something that somebody who loved you brought into your consciousness. Yesterday I did a wedding. I'm heading into the wedding season big time now. I love the wedding stuff. It's great. Lots of weddings. In the months ahead, and I watch these people take their perfectly good wives, in fact, extraordinary wives. Most of them are Stanford educated, for heaven's sakes. They got wonderful wives, and then they just give them away to somebody else. And they're a little nervous about it, but the other person seems quite happy to just take them. And then they reverse it, it turns around the other way, and this one's kids. Himself away. And the other one says, I do. And they change each other. Even the vows remind them that they're going to change, and some of the changes that might be coming down their way may not be pleasant at all. I'll say with you, even if you get ill, even if you're poor and lose your job, I'll leave you with you all the way to your death. Jesus has this impact on the world where He invites us to change. I think it's very much the way it happens that people who love each other dearly and then want to change because they have the impact of the world. They don't even want to be one anymore. They want to be half. They don't want to become one. They divide somehow. The math of it. Two become one. They merge and become part of a whole. And though it seems like subtraction of religion, because others will tell you how love enlarges them, it expands them, it makes them more than they could ever have been on their own. And it's really that history that the Lord invites us into. It's altogether different. If somebody that doesn't love you tells you you need to change, of course you resist. But when Jesus comes along and invites you to change, and you know that He loves you, and you think you love Him, then it's possible, and maybe even desirable, scary, yes, but maybe even something that you really want to do. Even if it could cost you a life, you still want to do it, because He beckons to you. And one of the coolest parts of these readings, I think, is on the one hand, He's this person outside of you, this guy on the road. And then He starts changing right before your eyes. He vanishes, and He's not there at the table anymore, but it feels like He's inside your skin. And then you go off and you try to tell other gets their story sounded, just to be straight with them. It's like, this is what happened. You're going to love this. Maybe they create a just the right environment for Jesus to suddenly materialize in their presence and sort of take it from there. Wouldn't it be great to do that with your life? You just walk into a room and somehow be the one who sort of opens the door or paves the way for the Lord of life to suddenly be experienced by people. It's a great call, I know, because I've answered it. They just start from the authority that Jesus appears in the midst of, but it takes it from there. They think he's a ghost. So what does he say? Oh, that line. Or it makes all you laugh. How do you think he didn't try to go with some dogmatic explanation of trans anything? He's trying to describe resurrection and resuscitation. He just says, how do you think he did? And before you know it, their experience in him, not as somebody outside, but as somebody inside. And that can happen to you in about 15 minutes. Or maybe it's happening now. That's the way this is supposed to work. But in a while, you're invited forward, and you can open your hands, open your mouth. And you might say to him, I can do it as long as I'm there, but I could be on the cusp. I might be ready to take in another step with you. I might be ready to not just be who I am, but I might be ready to become the version of me that you would like to have if you have my permission. Will I give myself to you? I will. I do. And then all kinds of things can happen after that. When we do that, we're not just observers of a story. And we're just not remembering some big long ago, like far away. Because it's like in the heart of history. And we look back in the heart of our lives, ready with some excitement, some fear, allow the Lord to take us by the hand and lead us into the next version of who we are. And we'll find a way to find it.
Thank you for listening to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. Producer, Father Isaiah Mary Milano OP, with our pianist, Albert Tommaso, and percussionist, Jane Carson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices at the third floor of Old Union. This is Father Isaiah Mary Milano OP, the Associate Director, Parochial Vicar for the Catholic Community at Stanford, and the voice of Catholic Cardinal Reflections. Until next time, God bless you.